The Overture from Dardanus Suite by Jean-Philippe Rameau here on KPR, Le Talon Lyrique. Hello, everyone. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me this morning. I'm glad we get to go along for the classical music ride. I've got a great treat for you, so I'm just going to get right into it. It's everybody's favorite Vivaldi Four Seasons. And if you're not driving, so if you're at home and you would like to get on Google, you can Google the Four Seasons program notes and you can find descriptions of the music because it's very programmatic music, meaning there are images and words and sonnets that go along with it. I'll give you just a few since we have music to listen to. In spring, you'll hear bird calls and the violins, and then in the middle slow movement, there's a dog barking, but that's played by the viola. The last movement, you can think bagpipes. Summer, of course, is just the big thunderstorm, whoo, which you will hear. Autumn, it's all about hunting season and the beautiful autumn air. And, well, it seems as though some of the shepherds overconsumed wine and they fall asleep in that first movement. And winter, the last one, of course, just captures icy shivers and whatnot, which I guess is good to listen to as the finale to cool us off, shall we say. So, you enjoy the listen with me here on Kansas Public Radio. Vladimir Spivakov on violin with the Moscow Virtuosi, Vivaldi's Four Seasons on KPR. Vivaldi's Four Seasons here on Kansas Public Radio. The Moscow Virtuosi, the violinist Vladimir Spivakov. Always great to listen to that. Indeed it is. And you, our listeners, are always great. We love you here at KPR. I've got a lovely sonata for two trumpets coming right up. A couple of sponsors to thank to keep us on the air here at Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More info at thesunflowerfoundation.org and the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com. All right. How about a sonata for two trumpets and strings? Let's listen on KPR. Fran Caschini's Sonata for Two Trumpets and Strings here on KPR. Simon Preston, the English Chamber Orchestra, Hannes and Wolfgang Lauben on trumpet. I got a question from a listener, John, who really likes the Four Seasons, but wonders, is it difficult to play? I would say yes, it is, because so many people know it, so it's very easy to catch any mistakes, but there's a lot of challenging writing in it too. Some parts are not so bad, but others require some practice. For those of you that are new listeners, I actually do play the violin along with playing the radio. I do have to admit, playing the radio is a little bit easier than playing the violin, but I love both. All right, you are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's going to be 85 today.
In the occupied West Bank, Israeli settlers are forcing Palestinian farmers from land their families have cultivated for generations.
They damage our life completely.
I'm Scott Detrow. We hear the story of one Palestinian pushed from his land and the Israeli settlers now swimming in its waters. On the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts at 3 p.m. and goes till 7 here on KPR with your local host, Laura Lorson. And support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. Join us for KPR's 105 Live at the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Yummy, yummy. Food trucks starting at 11 and music at 1. It's like you get the food and then the music is the dessert. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It is 10:01. NPR News is up next, and then more music here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman.
Were imposed in parts of Italy, and temperatures have reached 95 degrees as far north as London. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up about 300 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Well, hello there. It is 10:04 here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the shortest introduction of all time, I know. I am Destiny, and I opened with a little Beethoven dance because we're going to be ending the hour with some Beethoven, but I really wanted to have enough time to play for you this serenade by Mozart that hasn't been played on KPR in a really, really long time. And it's in 8 movements, which is pretty unique, and I find it quite delightful, so I am going to let us get right into it this hour. It's Mozart Serenade No. 4, and it's the Aureum Collegium, conducted by Franz Josef Mayer. So I hope you enjoy listening to it. Let's dive in on KPR. Wow, a great Mozart serenade here on KPR. No. 4, one that has not been heard in a while, and I had to look up that violinist. Franz Josef Mayer, great violin playing, indeed. I hope you all liked that here on Kansas Public Radio. Right now, I thought I would end with this hour, particularly my favorite composer of all time, Beethoven. Just a quick alleluia, because alleluia, it's Beethoven. And the next hour, I've got some really nice chamber music and a fun Rossini overture. So let's listen to Beethoven's Alleluia, Christ on the Mount of Olives. This is the Robert Shaw Atlanta Symphony Chorus and Orchestra, Robert Shaw Festival Singers. It is right now on KPR. Can you imagine being Beethoven and writing that? Wow, I do not know how he did it. That was Beethoven indeed on KPR, the Alleluia from the Christ on the Mountain of Olives. Jeez Louise, that composer, and he went deaf. Crazy. Robert Shaw, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, and the Robert Shaw Festival Singers. Wow. I hope you enjoyed listening to that. Next hour, I'm opening with a Rossini overture. And then I've got a guitar serenade and some great chamber music, the Mendelssohn Octet. I've also got some sponsors to thank for keeping us on the air. Can't forget about that. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event info at spencerart.ku.edu. And the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker-rapper Arthur Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. And KU School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. You know, speaking of students, I got quite a few student requests, which was very exciting for Classics by Request this Friday. So you'll have to tune in to hear what all the students are listening to. One of them is a favorite violin piece of mine, so you know that I've definitely picked that and played it. But a lot of interesting requests and really fun ones, too. If you've got a request, something you'd like to hear, just go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. There's a form you can fill out and let me know what you think you might like to hear. It is going up to 85 today here in Lawrence. It is pretty sunny outside, and it looks like the trees are moving, so perhaps there is a slight breeze. I tend to look out the window more for the weather than I do at the reports. I should probably check the reports. This is KPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Morning Edition keeps you in touch with your fellow human beings and with people seeking human contact, like those at speed friending events.
It was very good for my soul.
And at no phone bars.
I wanted to create a space where people could come, interact, be vulnerable, be nervous, but be human, you know what I mean?
I do. Listen for Life across the country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. And the Kansas Book Festival announcing A Night for the History Books, Bill Curtis Remembers, on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado. Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at KansasBookFestival.com. It is in the upper 70s right now, going to the mid 80s for sure, according to the reports. This is Kansas Public Radio, NPR News, up next.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump's televised cabinet meeting is underway. He is addressing aggressive.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at Strawberry.me/public. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Oh, Rossini is always invigorating here on Kansas Public Radio, Otello Overture. Whew, that's a fun one. Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Good morning, I am Destiny. So glad you're here with me this morning, having fun listening to music with you. The Mendelssohn Octet is really great. It's basically two string quartets getting together and jamming out on music. And if it doesn't stir your soul, I don't know what will. That'll be at the bottom of the hour, so I am looking forward to that. I found something interesting for us to take a listen to right now. This is Shinichi Fudica on guitar. It is a grand serenade for guitar by Napoleon Costa, and I really hope you like it. Here we go. Enjoy. I love that ending. Here on KPR, A Grand Serenade for Guitar by Napoleon Costa and the guitarist Shinichi Fukuda. Hope you liked it. I love guitar serenades. They're very meditative, I think, sometimes. Maybe most of the time. Something that will stir your spirit and might have some meditative moments in it. Mendelssohn's Octet is coming up. A few of our great sponsors to thank here on KPR for keeping us on the airwaves, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Support comes from Plainspoken Books, an imprint of University Press of Kansas, publishing nonfiction books that amplify the voices of the Midwest by telling local stories of national significance. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. And LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More info available at lmh.org/orthokansas. And finally, the University of Kansas, where we are from. Creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Info about KU programs and research is at ku.edu and at kansaspublicradio.org. You can listen to us online, too. Indeed, you can. So you can take us with you in your car, on your phone, We love you, dear listeners, being here for us, and we love being here for you. And now, Mendelssohn's Octet. I've just realized I've been programming quite a few things by the group, the Kodály Quartet, this week. Well, here they are with the Hour Quartet. So a quartet plus a quartet. What's 4 plus 4, everyone? It's 8. Time for an octet by Mendelssohn on KPR. Mendelssohn's Octet here on Kansas Public Radio, performed by the Kodály and the Hour Quartet together. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Jeff Watson is in for more classical music today from 12 to 3, and it looks like he's got John Williams for you, the guitarist, not the film composer, for something called the Aeolian Suite for Guitar and Orchestra, plus a clarinet concerto. That sounds really nice. Music from 12 to 3. We are going up into the 80s today. It's about 82 degrees out right now, and there's some cloud cover here in Lawrence. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
In the occupied West Bank, Israeli settlers are forcing Palestinian farmers from land their families have cultivated for generations.
They damage our life completely.
I'm Scott Detrow. We hear the story of one Palestinian pushed from his land and the Israeli settlers now swimming in its waters. On the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here from 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays on KPR with your host, Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjoemo.com. That's stjoemo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri. It's about 12:01. NPR News is up next, and then more classical music here for you on KPR from 12 to 3. I'm Destiny. Thanks so much for being here today.